Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. This is an outside episode, obviously, because, well, in the last few days, weird things have happened. I recorded a lot of interviews. A lot of them hadn't planned them at all. It was like a mistake on my part, but whatever. But then, if you're on Twitter now, you might have noticed that I'm banned at this point. Permanently suspended. And in a way, I do admit that I am totally deserving of this because I literally said to a person, a very specific person, mind you, Michael Tracy, that I will find him and I will beat him up. And that breaks Twitter's terms of use. And it does, yes. The bad part about Twitter, however, is that you can't really report people on the things that they say while it's on Twitter Spaces. Well, it's just audio if they don't record it. Because what happened was that I wasn't invited to participate in a Twitter space that had advertised itself as some sort of, you know, this unbiased space, no bullshit, whatever. Meanwhile, they were just all talking about why the United States caused the war and everything, and talking about all this nonsense, like complete nonsense that I've debunked so many times on this show, like total stupidity. And they would yell at me as well and use such arguments like that I am too poor to know what's going on, and someone actually believing that Putin's crossing all the T's and everything. After that, I should have been smarter, though, but after that, you know, I got a lot of attention from people who are, like, actually friendly to me, because in this cesspool of Vatnik idiocy, I brought in some fresh air. But I got some other invitations to come onto some other channels. And so I did, in good faith, believing that something called International News Network could not, you know, be just as one-sided. Turns out it could. I was met with a super arrogant British guy who said that he just not even thought, he knew that Bucha was done by Ukrainians. When I argued about that, he muted me. And then many other such invitations came in, and now, maybe I should have understood this sooner, but I actually went on and tried to explain the position that I believe in and that I know is true to every last one of them. I spent 5 hours of my life trying to get through to Vatniks. What ended up happening was that, well, Mr. Tracy egged them on. And they started just stating that I am just disagreeing with this war because I am a Latvian, and Latvians are all Nazis. And that At least I think it was Mr. Tracy, I mean. Because it literally, those were the people who came from his show and his group, and they all followed him. I can't exactly state allegedly that it was organized by Mr. Tracy, who hates my guts, but it was pretty darn close to that. I don't need more organizing things. Just that once you start making fun of Latvians being all Nazis and that we should all die, right? And that, making fun of people that I publicly know and that I've lost in this war. Yeah, that's a bit much. One thing that I don't know really, though, is that that doesn't seem fair to me at all, is that I get a permanent ban, which I have appealed. Not sure if it'll work or anything, but I've appealed that. And I've admitted my errors because I, you know. Then again, I can't say I shouldn't have lashed out. I should have lashed out. And I would have lashed out personally as well, just, I don't know. I'm sorry, but Twitter just feels so unfair in this case. Like Latvian Facebook. We have a ton of stories where in Latvia, at least, people in Facebook have been banned for just posting caricatures of Putin. Meanwhile, those who want to call Ukraine a Nazi state, yeah, those guys run free. And that's the crux of the whole issue why I'm making this episode.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Episode here. See, these banning things, I highly doubt anyone in Silicon Valley has banned me. I think that this whole mess is just delegated to some business who's responsible for running everything in the Baltic States. Because that's how it is in the case of Facebook, at least here. And they're super secretive. So, I'm going to put some effort into finding out what that is, because right now it seems that some sort of very pro-Russian business who's just hired to monitor this whole activity is just very against me. It's really bad for me to lose my 24,000 followers, because that was my main way how I spread the show, you know. Now I'm on Mastodon, but it's really stupid how amongst one of my better interviews, I kind of don't know what even to do. And that's because some asshole gets to mock your people on this stuff. I don't know. What I want you to know is that, well, that's a setback, but I'll do my best. And hey, if I'll get back to Twitter, I'll let you know, but so far I'm on Mastodon. But one thing, though, that I want to tell you for sure is that look up this Michael Tracy guy on YouTube. Not saying that, you know, you should believe me or anything. Just look up Michael Tracy on YouTube. Look at how he answers question. That's kind of important because I think the thing that really got him was when I mentioned that he literally follows the complete guidelines of Russians' propaganda, you know, the ones that I've been revealing to you all this time, you know, talking about the newest ones. He follows them verbatim, claiming he's some sort of peacenik. I kind of feel like Putin won today, though. That makes me super sad. Now, this Michael Tracy guy, I sincerely hope that he gets paid enough that, provoking and trolling and destroying other people's life's work is what they pay him for. I really hope he's happy with his life and what he does in his life. Because they had a nice platform of trying to grow the audience and trying to make sure that other people actually learn something real about the war. And now that's gone. Now it is painful. But we shall move on. Because happiness is mandatory. And when I say that on the show, I don't mean that just for you. I mean that for me as well. With all my microphone errors and all this stuff. This happens. And if this is your first episode, sadly, this isn't nowhere near the heaviest blow ever. But I have just one tiny little thing for you, comrades. If this Michael Tracy guy ever decides to come over and ask something from you, well then, please remind him that we on the eastern border have long memories. Because besides of the Ukraine stuff, I'll have to deal with this now. News episode coming soon enough. Next one's going to be my interview, which was supposed to be a light-hearted one for relaxation with Lathe from Social Streamers about European Versailles 4. If you're into grand strategy games, check that episode out. It's coming out soon. If you're not, totally feel free to skip the next episode, because that's not going to be about the war. It's going to be like me relaxing and talking about stuff that I like. But right now, I don't even know. What can I do? Message Elon Musk, maybe? I don't know. Because I truly believe someone like is working for the Russians still in this part of this whole management. So bizarre. At any rate, thanks for being here. More info coming soon. Just kind of a poor post-mortem to all my Twitter stuff. До свидания, товарищ. And remember, happiness is mandatory.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.